想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week.
And so this week we're going to be looking at how to talk about hitting people. We don't suggest that you do hit people, but if you want to talk about hitting people in English, well, we'll give you some words and phrases. And so there is bang, to hit or to punch. So if he keeps saying that, watch me walk over and bang him. Then there is beam, to hit in the head. So Tony just beamed me in the head with the pencil. So that's usually your throw.Something and you get beamed. And then there is to brain, and that's to hit someone in the head quite hard.
英语中描述怎么样打人的词汇还真的不少，我们就一个一个来看过来。 Bam, beam 和 brain 都差不多，但是有细微的区别。比如 bam 呢是撞， beam 基本上是打头，而 brain 就是狠狠地揍某一个人的头。
Then there is to bust, to punch or hit. So if you don't shut up, I'm going to bust you in the mouth. And then a variation on that is bust on. The bouncers busted on some drunk guy last night. And then clock. Clock is usually to punch someone right in the face.
Bust 本身就有打破的意思。那 to bust somebody 就是揍某一个人的意思，那 bust on 也有同样的意思，而 clock 就是揍脸。
And then crack, and so hit or punch, cream means to beat up or hit extremely hard. Xia Hua really made me angry the other day, and so I just really had to cream her.
I don't think you have the guts, though.Anyway, cream 听上去好像是一个很好的词汇，但其实也可以用作狠狠的打的意思。
Then a fist of fives. If you don't shut up, I'll give you a fist of fives. Get banked on. Well, he really pissed those guys off, and so he got banked on. Give a thumper. And so a thumper is a hit, a very strong hit. And so to give a thumper is to hit someone very hard.
Fist of fives 就不用解释了。Get banked on 挺有意思的，因为bank on somebody 不是有 trust someone 的意思吗？但是 when you get banked on, you're basically punched.
And then jack, so he got jacked in the face. And then knockout, you'll see this a lot in boxing. So you hit someone so hard, usually in the face or in the head, that they lose consciousness. We were playing around and I accidentally knocked him out.
Knock out someone 就是把某个人击昏。
And then a knuckle sandwich, very similar to a fist of fives, but it's usually to the face or to the mouth area because you're giving them a sandwich and you usually eat sandwiches.
Okay, 请别人吃拳头做成的三明治吗？ Anyway, 就是对脸一拳。
And then to nail, so to hit forcefully with a blunt object. And so he got nailed in the face with the football, or I nailed him with the basketball.
Be nailed 是被什么样的重物砸到。
And then to pop, so to hit someone on the back of the head with the flat of one's hand. So it's kind of like a slap, but to the back of the head, usually used to get a person's attention or to assert one's authority rather than to inflict harm. So it's really not meant to hurt someone, but you pop someone in the back of the head in order to get their attention, right?
Pop 是扇后脑勺。学生时代的你们如果课上不认真听讲的话，经常会被老师 pop.
Right, and then smack, that's basically a type of slap. Sock, you know, socked is just another type of hit. And last but not least, sucker punch. It's basically to attack sneakily. So a sucker punch is when someone is totally not expecting it. The fight hasn't started yet. You're not necessarily in an argument, but you just, you know, punch them right in the face without giving any type of warning. That's what we call a sucker punch.
Smack 是扇 ,sock 就是 hit someone 的意思。那 sucker punch 则是突袭。Okay, I have to admit there are far more words describing hitting someone in English than
in Chinese. Yeah, there are quite a few, and a lot of them have definitely specific, you know, histories in our culture. I will also advise our listeners that some of these words aren't only about hitting. I mean, a lot of it's this is slang usage. And so, I mean, you may go up to someone and try to use this word, and they may not completely understand you given the context. For example, to nail, it can also be used to describe, you know, in slang slang terms, sexual intercourse or something like that. So on the one hand, you know, these can be used depending on the context to talk about hitting or to be hit or something like that. But there's also many other uses for some of these words.
很多这些关于揍别人的词哈，都是有一定的上下文，在一定的场合中才可以用的。而很多词呢，有多重的意思，所以如果用错了还是挺麻烦的。
Right, so just be prepared. There may be an instance where you don't use it correctly.
And got smacked in the face.
Yeah, don't get popped.
All right, that's all we have for Roundtable's Word of the Week.